Yes, man.
Good evening. Shavuot Tov.
Good evening. Shavuot Tov.
We're going to wait a minute or two, see if somebody else comes.
Okay.
Sounds like you're playing highlight in the back.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was banging something. Sorry.
That's all right.
How was your holidays?
It was really lovely.
Great. Good to hear that.
Looks like people is tired.
Well, it 3 days in a row is a little bit long for most people.
Yeah, it is. But it was wonderful.
We're starting tonight Sohar class?
Yes.
What is the part of Shah Nishan?
The parasha is Yom Kippur. Next Shabbat is Yom Kippur.
I know, but do we have that in the Sohar? Well, I know we do, but what is the same Hasinu or Emor?
No.
Emor.
Emor or Pinchas or both.
Okay. Yeah, I was studying Emor, and then the next chapter is Yom Kippur.
Right. Wait another 5 minutes. Hopefully somebody will come.
Sure.
I hope I can keep my eyes open.
Excuse me, what do you say?
I said, I hope I can keep my eyes open.
You're tired, huh?
Yeah, I didn't really realize it, but it's very true.
I went to my friend's Shabbat, and we were up until 4 in the morning. We couldn't believe it. We were having so much fun. Amen. And then I say to my friend, I have to go to bed. I want to go to the synagogue in the morning. So Baruch Hashem, I had the strength to get up on time and go to the synagogue and hear the Torah.
We'll have Slichot in the tomorrow morning also.
Oh, we have. Oh, I thought Slichot were over.
No, you do Slichot until Yom Kippur.
Oh, that's cool. Great. It will help us even more. Same time?
Yes, it'll be 10:30 our time.
Okay. I was reading Hasinu in the Zohar. Wow, it has so many secrets.
Yes, it
couldn't
does.
Believe. I got hooked in it like 2 hours in a row, and I said, wow. Now, why do you say secrets if you're not allowed to? I understand myself. Sometimes I don't want to open my mouth to say anything that I probably know. And people say, oh, you're selfish, you don't tell me what you do and what have you learned in blah, 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 in your classes and blah, blah, blah. And I say, well, I just don't even remember. But now I realize that if you don't have permission to say anything, you don't have to. That's the way I interpret it in the readings.
Well, it's not that you don't have to. If you don't have permission, you can't. They won't let you.
And that's why we don't really remember a lot, probably.
Correct. Okay. It's 9:00.
What I feel.
Go ahead, finish.
No, I just say what I feel sometimes is that a lot of people, even ourselves, you know, myself, we may say something just to keep our egos, you know. Like, oh, I say something so horrible. Hello. Hi.
Good evening.
Good
evening.
Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov.
You're too late, Bernice.
What?
Yeah, we were just hanging up because it was too late to start.
It's too late?
No, I'm joking.
And you're
I wouldn't be surprised the way I've been going.
I was already... visualizing my bed in my sleep.
Please join me in throwing me out of the door. The letters of the month of Tishrei, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Lamed that created the constellation Mosnayim, the scales, the astrological sign of Libra. Together, the Pei and the Lamed have a gematria of 110. But when we add the bet, the concealed bet that is within the pay, it becomes 112, which is the unification of the name Elohim at 86 and Hashem at 26. 86 plus 26 is 112. Another unification that comes to 112, which is the gematria of the river Yabok, the river that Jacob crossed to wrestle with the angel of Esau. 26, Hashem's, the name of Hashem, plus the name Echieh, plus Adonai. 26 plus 21 plus 65. Is equal to 112. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we are going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei. Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, Noseawon Wafesha, V'Chata'a V'Nakei. The energy of the year 5778, the new year that we just entered, is to bow. Bow. It's a time to bow. It's a time to reduce our egos so that we can get closer to Hashem and actually walk with Hashem. There's only one verse that has the gematria in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon Vayitchal V'yavo HaMelech Liroto Vayomer Amnon El HaMelech Tavo Natamar Achoti Utzlabev Le'ne Shetei Levivot Ve'evre Miyada. There is a second verse that has the name of the year concealed within it. The letters of the name of the year are separated by three letters each. This verse is in Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati odiacha v'yavoni lo kisiti amarti ode ale pashai ladonai Yohe wahe viata nasata avon hatati sela. As we scroll down the pages of the summary, which is a link that you can find in the Yeshem webpage, I've added a very interesting link to it's a link that connects to it's under the section just before the year 5777. It's in the section of other people's interpretation. And I'll be adding another link tomorrow as well. But I recommend you read this one that's from Rabbi Ginsburg. It just reinforces the energy of the bowing, as you will see. The year 5777, the year of the goat, there are two verses that connect to this energy as well. Its first one that we study is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod sadunit katzipor oyevai shinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create Tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we have Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. There is a second verse in Joshua, chapter 23, verse 8. Where the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion, is concealed. In this verse, the concealment is seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai yo he wahe Elohechem tadibaku kasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 is the year of the pause. There are also two verses that connect to this energy. The first one is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayulimat. Willo yachlu lehashit et kol haolot vayachaskum Achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha yad yitkachu hakohanim ki halevim yishrei levav lehitkadesh mehakohanim. This verse has 25 words within it. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe, Lala He, Wawa Wa, Yola Yo Alame, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Rekaha. The second verse that we studied connecting to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe tur olami. The year 5775 has three verses that we study. This year connects to the swallowing of death forever energy. The first verse we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Then we have 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoiya asher yitzabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachom v'halakti yitzem v'chayayim yashno v'aretz v'chipasti Oto b'kol alfe Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yom ruayo. The year 5774, there's only one verse for this energy. It's peace in the Middle East is the energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'amil Yisrael untati v'shakam ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we do this by saying the letters of each name with their root vowel. Wahe wayo layo sayote alame mehe shila lahe aka aka heta hezayo alada la awa hey hey ya yozala me be hey hey re yo hey ko me la awa kala yo la wa wa pe hey la nu la ha yo 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 me la hey 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 wa nu ta hey hey a yo re ta shi a hey Reyo yo awa me laka be washi re yo he wa la he he ka ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he ha me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la reyo Ashila me yo he, wa he wa da nu yo he he shi a me me, nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo, Nu me me yo yo la he re he me tsa re. Wa me be yo he he. Anu wa me he yo. La me be me nu ko. Ayo wa he be wa. Re a he yo be me. He yo yo me wa me. And now, there are three names in this chart that connect to the year 5778 and reinforce the energy, gives us tools to help us understand why and to actually make the connection to Hashem, to move closer to Hashem. Name number 13, Yud Zayin Lamed, Yozalah, has the energy of heaven on earth. Name number 14, Mebehe, has the energy of building bridges. And name number 30, Aleph Vav Mem, Awa Me, has the energy. My mistake. Name number 14 has the energy of farewell to arms, leaving conflicts, moving away from wars and conflicts and attitudes that create separation among people. And name number 30 has the energy of building bridges. The building bridges is the tool to remove conflicts and to bring heaven down to earth. Now we will connect to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim. And we will do so in the same manner, using the letters and their root vowels. Wah, 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 yo, 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 sa, be, te, a, me, me, be, shi, la, yo, he, anu, a, ka, me, ta, he, he, yo, anu, da, la, he, wa, he, me, a, yo, ta, la, me, re, he, he, yo, yo, he, me, me, la, wa, wa, ka, be, yo, la, yo, wa, pe, nu, la, Nu me cha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shia, yo re ta shia he. Re la yo, a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ka a ko me nu da. Anu yom he wa me, re he a yo he za. He shi he me kacha, wa wa la yo yo he. Sa a la a re yo, a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo, he yo shi a la me. Na, nu he a nu wa ta he. Nu ata me la he pe av yo. Nu ko me yo re la he 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 be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me kako a la a he te wa. Re la he yo yo me. Hey la yo me hey me. In this chart, there is one name that reinforces the idea of building bridges, and that's name number 30. The same letters, the same location. This is a tool to build bridges, among people, build bridges to remove conflict, and bridges that help us bring heaven down to earth. The names of the Tzaddikim who left during this day, Rabbi, which is the fourth day of Tishrei, and which is the fast of Gedalia, which is the fast, it's a daylight fast from sunrise to sunset tomorrow morning and day. It's a fast decreed by the sages because of the horror, and we need to feel that same horror of a Jewish person, a child of Israel, killing another child of Israel in the land of Israel. Because that's what took place when Nebuchadnezzar appointed a descendant of King David to be the king. His name was Gedaliah. And the people said, that didn't come from God. And they killed him. Some of the people said that. But we need to realize God uses many tools. Sometimes it's a human being. Sometimes it's a bird. Sometimes it's a rock. Sometimes it's just a thought that enters your mind. But these are the tools that Hashem uses. And so if Nebuchadnezzar, who is a negative person, appointed Gedaliah, the king, that was from Hashem. The names of the Tzaddikim, Rabbi Yoel Baal Shem. He was a master of the name. He could perform miracles using the tools. The Baal Shem of Michalstadt, Rabbi Yitzhak Aryeh Wormser, Rabbi Abraham Danzig, and Rabbi Baruch Raphael Soloveitchik. And the eighth verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper. Today's class is a Zohar class. You can find it on the Revealed Wisdom matrix in row 1, the right-hand column. When you open up that link, it gives you a list of all of the parashas from the Zohar. Scroll down almost to the bottom where it says Yom Kippur, because next Shabbat is Yom Kippur. And on that landing page of the Zohar on Yom Kippur, priests, click on section 34, and we will start with a L'shem. Well, we've said the L'shem Yichud. Maybe we didn't, so I'll say it now. L'shem Yichud k'dsha b'richu ishkinte b'tchilu urchimu udchilu udchilu urchimu le'akta l'shem yudhe bovavhe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah. Betiyuta shile mata veima ila'a tavat vina harat la vehayoma vehiru deima ni naad la veishtakach heidu bekola veal dakitiv Yom HaKippurim, Hu Yom Kippur Mi Baileya, Man Yom HaKippurim, Ela Begin Ditre, Nehorin Neharan, Bechad Botzina, Ila ana hir lebutsina tata uhai yoma min hora ila ana hir belab min hora tishim shauchich bakes eliom chagenu kitiv. The translation. Come and see. On that day of Rosh Hashanah, the moon is gathered, which is Malchut, and does not shine until the 10th day of the month, when all of Israel return in complete repentance, and the supernal Ima, Bina, again shines upon it. On that day, Yom Kippur, Malchut, receives the illuminations of Ima, Bina, and joy abounds everywhere. Hence it is written, for it is a day of atonement. It should have said Yom Kippur in the singular. What is the meaning of Yom Kippurim in the plural? This is because at that time, two lights shine together. The supernal luminary, Bina, shines upon the lower luminary, Malchut. On that day, Malchut shines with supernal light, which is Bina, instead of from the light of the sun, Zeranpin. Hence it is written, at the full moon, and the also can be interpreted at the covering on our feast day. Because Malchut does not shine until Yom Kippurim. My commentary. As we know, Malchut has no light or fulfillment within herself. She needs the light of either Hachma, Bina, or Zeranpin to fulfill her. From Rosh Hashanah until Yom Kippur, Zeranpin is in the state of dormita, sleep, and there is no communication between Zeranpin and Malchut. Another way of understanding dormita is Malchut is not yet a complete vessel, capable of receiving properly. On Yom Kippur, Zeranpin is still in dormita, but Malchut has completed its 10 sephirot of newness. That is why Bina is now fulfilling Malchut. Also, Bina and Chachma are never separated, and thus both Bina and Chachma are fulfilling Malchut. And that is the reason that Yom Kippur is stated in the plural of Yom HaKippurim. Pasuk 225. Rabbi Abba Shalach Leia Le Rabbi Shimon Amar Ematai Zivuga Ikeneset Yisrael Bemalka Kadisha Shalach Leia Vegam Amna Achoti bat avi hiya. Hiyoach lo bat imi bati hi li lisha. Hitragish rabbi abba arim kaleya. Bakavi amar rabbi rabbi butsina. Kadisha vavi vavi Ve'alma kad tipuk Mineya vavi ledara Dihon ve'alma kad tistalak Minhon Ve'ishtarun vat min minach Al Rabbi Chiyayo Le Ribi Abba Hai De Shalach La Kabbala, my Ta'amar. Rabbi Abba sent a question to Rabbi Shimon, saying, when does the union of the congregation of Israel, Malchut, with the holy king Zeron Pin occur? He sent to him, and yet indeed she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. Rabbi Abba trembled and raised his voice in crying. He said, Rabbi, Rabbi, holy luminary, woe, woe to the world when you shall depart from it. Woe to that generation which will be in the world when you shall leave them, and they shall be orphaned from you. Rabbi Shia said to Rabbi Abba, what does this verse he sent you mean? My commentary. This answer will be explained below. Yet as students of Kabbalah, we can ask, relating to the Sefirot, how can we understand that Zeron Pin and Malchut not be produced from the same mother and also the same father, since Chachma and Bina are called mother and father? Our normal understanding of the zivug between Chachma and Bina is that Bina produced all seven lower Sefirot. Also, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 9 tells us to not uncover the nakedness of our sister, even if that there were two different parents involved. Also, this does help us to understand that all the laws of incest are relating to the Sefirot, not to the physical world per se. Pasuk 226. Amar Vadaila Zuvika Temalka Dematronita Ela Bazimna Denachara Meaba Ila avikarit nachara, mineya karenan la kodesh tehami bay, abanat la hai ukden, mizda vigeb kachada, beginde malkakodesh ikre dikti. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Dinatil Ma'atar Teikre Kodesh Gedei Nachoti Batavi Ha'hiyo Achlo Bati Ami Tehami Be'aba Shema Davila mi beima, Vialdavati Lilisha, Vyazdavga Kahada Bismana, Davila Bazimna, Ahara Bazimna, Dinadla mi beaba. Vila bismena denatla mi beima v'yom ha-kipurim. O kach detash mishcha ha-mita asur begin dezuga. La ishtakach dehamin bei ima natla vila mi bei. Abba Amar Rabbi Chiyayo V'day Zaka Adara De Rabbi Shimon Shari Begeve Gaveyo Zaka Ininun Tekaya Amin Tameya Kol Yoma. Rabbi Abba said to him, surely the king does not unite with the matron, namely Zeranpin with Malchut, save when she shines from supernal Abba. When Chasma of Ima is clothed in Chasadim of Abba. When she shines from him, she is called holiness, since she receives it from the abode of supernal Abba, as Abba is the secret of holiness. Then the male and the female mate together. For the king is called holiness, as written, Israel is holiness to Hashem. Receiving from the place called holiness, then Zeranpin says, my sister, she is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother, because that name, holiness, is from Abba's house, and not from my mother's house, not from Bina. Therefore, and she became my wife, to unite as one during that time, but on no other time. That is when she receives from the house of Abba, but not when she receives from the house of Ima. Yom Kippur proves that as intercourse is forbidden on it, since there is no mating of Zeranpin and Malchut, as on Yom Kippur, she receives from the house of Ima and not from the house of Abba. Rabbi Chiya said, indeed, happy is the generation amongst whom dwells Rabbi Shimon. Happy are those who daily stand before him. My commentary. In spiritual matters, it is always related to affinity that brings spiritual items closer together. If Malchut is called by a different name than Zeranpin, there is no affinity. Affinity is created through the name change. Although the name change does not create the affinity, it is a reflection of the essential change. Since Malchut and Zeranpin are both called holiness, there is affinity between them. This affinity between male and female is created by the clothing of Chasadim from both of them. This gives you some idea of what is lust, that appears to bring male and female together in the physical world. This is also applicable to love, although on a more permanent basis. Pasuk 2:27. Amar Rabbi Abba, Berosh Hashanah Nivra Adam. V'kaim bedina kame mareya v'tav betiyuta v'kabileya kudsha barichu al adam ant tehe simana livnayach l'dare darin behayoma kaimim bedina. Ve'iyetuvun ana akabelon ve'ekum mikursayayo tedina v'yatkayem al kursayayo tirachame v'yarachem alayhu v'david amar achavti. Ki yishma Adonai Yohewahe et koli tachanunai. V'al daketiv ki amcha azlicha leman tivare uktiv ki imcha mekor chayim biorcha. Nire or rayo mehemana pikuda dale itana abiyoma tekipure liachne akufa benafsha beraza dechaim sha inuin techamisha dargin diyoma Tikipure diha mikatriga ka te liatira ove hon kimade itmar bekuhu betiuta shile mata kame evo huvu hon kola kimade itmar bekama dukte Ayin kach reaya mehemana. Rabbi Abba said, Adam was created on Rosh Hashanah and stood on trial before his master for eating of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. He repented, and the Holy One, blessed be He, accepted him. He said to him, Adam, you shall serve as a symbol for your descendants for generations, who are sentenced on that day. If they shall repent, I shall accept them. Rise from the throne of judgment and sit on the throne of mercy, and have pity on them. David used to say, I love Hashem, who hears my voice and my supplications. Hence it is written, but there is forgiveness with you, that you may be feared. And for with you is the fountain of life. In your life we see light. It is a mitzvah to be afflicted on Yom Kippur, to subjugate body and soul by means of the five afflictions, the five grades of Yom Kippur, which are Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, and Hod. For the prosecutors comes to impart their sins, as we learned. And they are all of Israel, repenting wholly before their Father, as we learned in different places. A synopsis. We learn that it is a mitzvah to be afflicted on Yom Kippur, to subjugate body and soul. Another synopsis, Rabbi Shia tells us about the 10 kinds of songs in the book of Tehillim. He speaks about a maskil, or understanding, that bestows wisdom. From it comes forgiveness and freedom. He says that a man who repents before Hashem has his sins hidden, but if he will not repent, then his sins shall be made known before everyone. Rabbi Abba explains what happens to the good deeds that were done by man, who is on balance judged to be evil, and what happens to the sins that were done by a man who is on balance judged to be worthy. He talks about the depths of the sea where all the sins are found, and about the lot that chooses the goat for Azazel. We are told how God distracted the prosecutor from accusing Israel by giving him Job to occupy himself with. This left Israel free to cross the sea and escape from the Egyptians. The offering on Yom Kippur is for the same purpose, allowing Hashem to forgive Israel without interference from the prosecutor. Rabbi Abba talks about the ritual. Counting of the priest. As he sprinkles the blood of the offering. The purpose of which is to draw and guide the one that is supernal Ema through specific grades, and to draw the deep rivers upon the congregation of Israel. Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Abba tell us about the high priest as he enters the Holy of Holies and hears the wings of the cherub singing. Rabbi Shimon says that Malchut is only able to join with Zeranpin when her children Israel are judged to be worthy. My commentary. This pasuk has so many different teachings that I do not know where to start to make a comment. Job was given as an offering to Satan so that Israel could be allowed to break free of the limitations of Egypt. See this in the Zohar of Beshalach. The ritual counting of Echat and Echat B'Echat, etc., is actually a code word for the Sefirot on Yom Kippur. It is recommended that one keeps count with the reader, using the Sefirot as counts, since the root of the word Sefirot relates to number. The process of the counting being a method to lead Bina through various levels of consciousness for the purpose of cleansing. If we do not ask forgiveness and repent, we cause Bina to block our access to change the DNA of our year. The most important aspect being explained in this pasuk, in my opinion, is to realize that mankind's consciousness and actions make changes in the world of Bina. If man does not do the whole ritual, then the year proceeds in the frame of judgment. While if we do the ritual properly, we change judgment to mercy, as expressed in the seven statements, Hashem Hu HaElohim. We're going to stop here. We're out of time. But it's an important place to stop because tomorrow in our 10:30 class, we will be discussing exactly this phrase, Hashem Hu HaElohim, which we say seven times at the end of Nila, at the end of Yom Kippur. In a half hour, we will have Tikkuni Zohar class. Tomorrow morning at 7:30 West Coast time, we will have a Slifot ritual. At 10:30, as we just discussed, we will be discussing Hashem Hu HaElohim. At 3 o'clock, we will continue this Zohar that we've been discussing tonight, starting from where we left off. And at 8:30 tomorrow night, West Coast time, we will again have a Tikkuni Zohar class. We will be doing Slichot at 7:30 a.m. and Tikkuni Zohar at 8:30 p.m. every night this week, Monday through Thursday. Friday morning, we will also do Slichot. Friday evening begins Yom Kippur. Our normal classes at 4:30 and at 7 will proceed normally. Most of those classes will also be Zohar classes, but we will see how much we accomplish and when we can return to our normal schedule. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a happy, healthy, prosperous new year and hope to speak to you again soon. Shalom to all.
Shalom to you and to everyone else. Shalom.